Time now for our Pepsi player profile. And with us is Marley Wheelhouse, a junior defender from Kirkston, Minnesota. And first of all, Marley, you got an assist last weekend. Yeah, racking up those assists this year. Talk about how important it was, first of all, for your team to have swept St. Cloud this season.
It's definitely a big deal. I know St. Cloud's been struggling a lot this year, and we don't want to be that team that loses to them. So, I mean, we came out hard, and it was great to get two wins on the road for us, especially versus a WCHA team. And just to start off the first part half of the season in a good fashion is really good for our team and momentum going into this next weekend.
How much confidence from that big win over number one Mercyhurst early on the season, how much have you taken that and beating the Gophers and beating Duluth into, you know, the rest of the season so far?
It's been great. It's definitely been one of those seasons that you don't want ever to end because we've been doing so good. But yeah, definitely beating those ranked teams, and especially at the beginning of the year for us, was just huge for us. I mean, we finally knew that we could compete with some of the best teams in the nation, and it's really confidence for us, and we know that every time that we step on the ice that we can compete with any team, and that we're it's not going to be an easy win for anyone. So, I mean, going out on the ice is just fun, and knowing that we could win any game is great to feel that way. And so, I mean, definitely our work ethic's been a lot harder, and we're confident in each other, and definitely helping each other out a lot more this year. So it's been really nice just to getting wins.
As far as the X's and O's of the game, where do you see or where have you seen the most improvement in your team just this year?
I think overall it's just been confidence in everyone. I mean, the last few seasons we've definitely been in the bottom of the league, and we've had to work our way up, and we've had to work for all the respect that we are starting to get, and it's definitely been hard. I mean, being a freshman, we didn't win very many games that season, and now we're looking to win every time we step on the ice. So it's definitely, I think, our team has just gotten a lot more confident in ourselves and in our teammates, and we're just starting to play for each other and for our team, and it really shows out on the ice when we're diving in front of pucks and we're making stellar plays that we never used to make before, and it's just, you can just see it all around and in the coaches and in the players that we're out there to win and that we're confident in how we play.
Speaking of diving in front of pucks, Marley, according to the roster, you stand 5'1", but you're always out there blocking pucks. And I asked your head coach, Steve Sertich, last weekend in one of my post games, how do you recover game in and game out after taking so many shots to different body parts in front of your goaltender?
Yeah, some of them definitely hurt. They leave bruises, but you know, you're doing it for your team, and you're doing it to keep the puck out of the net. And I mean, as you want to keep the team to fewest shots as possible, and you just want to do what's good for your team. And if it means stepping in front of a puck and taking a bruise, then that's what you do. And I mean, growing up blocking shots, and it's fun. It's something that I enjoy doing. And I know our team just, we die out there for each other. So whether it's a bruise or not, I mean, we're going to block the puck or at least try to get in front of it and make it move a little bit. And I mean, that way we help our goalies out as much as possible because they do a lot of work for us too. So we're just trying to help each other out by keeping the puck away from the net.
Which do you pay attention to more, the WCHA standings, the national polls, or do you even look at the pairwise rankings, or is it just too early in the season to pay attention to any of that?
I mean, not really. I look at what we stand in the WCHA and how we rank up against other teams. And I mean, right now we're currently in fourth place, but we're not many points behind the second place team in our division. So, I mean, as long as we keep winning, we could be one of the top three seeds here come the end of the season, and that's all we're looking forward to. National polls, they don't mean much if you can't show it in the WCHA, so we're just working to win games. We don't really care about national ranks.
Looking at those national polls, it's kind of frustrating because the WCHA is a pretty elite, probably the best in all of college hockey, but obviously not paying attention to those. What keeps you going week in and week out against these tough teams in the league?
I think it's just the thrill of winning. I mean, it's just so nice to get W's, and even when, I mean, many teams in our league are ranked and they are in the national polls, and you know, someday, yeah, we'd love to be up there. We'd love to hear that we are up there. I mean, I don't think anyone on our team really cares where we're ranked or if we are ranked, but yeah, I'd love to be up ranked somewhere in the top 10 someday, but right now we're just going out there trying to beat ranked teams, get some W's, and you know, someday it'll happen. We're still earning the respect in the league, and you know, one day people start recognizing that we are a real team, and we are actually doing good and winning games and beating teams that we're not supposed to.
On a more personal note, back when you were in high school, your junior, senior year, and you were being recruited by hockey teams. What made you choose Bemidji State?
I don't know. I think just because it was close to home, and, I mean, I grew up kind of watching them because it wasn't that far from home. So I've seen a couple games, and I don't know. The coaching staff, I guess, was kind of what influenced them. I mean, they had a direction to get better, and, I mean, that's all you can ask for. And, I mean, any time that you get the chance to play in WCHA, you're going to take it. So Bemidji was pretty much a no-brainer. You take the opportunity that you get, and now we're one of the top teams, and I think that's how the recruiting went, and they were recruiting for the future, and I think it worked out well for them.
Your sister Erica also plays in Bemidji State now, a sophomore, you being a year older than her. I've noticed you both playing on the penalty kill and the power play this season. Talk about what it's been like playing alongside your sister.
Oh, it's been great. Like I say, I'd rather play with her than against her, but yeah, it's really nice having her out there. I mean, we definitely read each other pretty well. We know kind of what each other is thinking before they even do it and where each other's going to be. So, I mean, it's nice to have somebody out there that knows what I'm going to be doing before I even know what I'm doing. So, I mean, it's always fun to have your sister around, and she makes it fun for me, and I think we get along really great, and it's just nice to be part of a good team where we all get along so well, and it just makes it a lot easier when you have family around, and I don't know, it's been fun. I mean, she does great, and it's been great having her here with me and enjoying college hockey together.
Well, this weekend, you take on North Dakota, another top 10 ranked team. Beat them earlier this year, real win the first night, and then the shootout win the second night without the Lamoureux twins. Obviously, this weekend they'll be back on the ice. First game's in Roseau, not really in front of their, or on their ice, but what do you do to get ready to play against these two players that have obviously been putting up a lot of goals?
Yeah, definitely they're very skilled, and we just got to focus on taking the body and not looking at the puck. We can't beat one-on-one. I mean, they're very crafty with the puck. They make really nifty moves, and if you're watching the puck, they're flying by you before you even know where it went. So, yeah, we're just training hard, and I think once the game comes that we're going to be ready for them. And, I mean, last time without them, UND plays great, and with them, they'll even be better. So as long as we're playing our game and staying in our systems and believing one another out there, I think we'll be fine. And, you know, we're going to try and keep them off the board. That's our goal, is to frustrate them and keep them off the board. And if we can do that, our chances of winning go way up.
You've got 12 more games left of the regular season. Obviously, postseason, hope to be in the running there, too. How far ahead do you look? Are you just concentrating on this first game?
Yeah, you can't look too far ahead because you never know what's going to happen. I mean, there's so many more games left in the season. And, I mean, we got to concentrate on one game at a time, one weekend at a time, and go from there. But, yeah, looking forward to it. I mean, we could be a top-ranked team and finally host a playoff game. That'd be great, and I know that's something that is one of our goals of the season, is to finally host a playoff game, because that's never happened. But, I mean, you got to take it one step at a time and one game at a time. And as we get further down the season, we'll start looking at where we're going to be and where we're going to be ranked here. And I think, yeah, I think once we get further in the season, that'll be great. But, yeah, one game at a time, one win at a time, and we'll see where this takes us from there.
I have to throw out a shameless plug, or a thank you, actually, that weekend in Mankato when we were getting hit with snow. Your dad and Danny Williams' dad helped dig out my car. So, again, you come from a great family, and thanks so much, Marley. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
For more information about the BSU women's hockey team, log on to BeaverRadioNetwork.com. More of Midday Live is on the way next on Light Rock 92.1 The River.
More of Midday Live is on the way from 92.1 The River.